Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chick Tolson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Neff. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Art Neff. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Grantham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Adam Komorowski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Stu Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote takes first base on ball four. English moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. English tags and moves to third. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heathcote. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Heathcote steals second. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel takes first base on ball four. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner bunts towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. Bartel moves to second. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner strikes out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kyler. Trainer reaches second base with a double. Bartel scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson strikes out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball four. McMillan moves to second. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. McMillan moves to third. two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner throws the ball into Clark, who tags English trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McMillan scores. Neff moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski strikes out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stu Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bartel bunts towards the mound. Neff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-0 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bartel moves to third. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bartel scores. Wehner moves to third. Trainer moves to second. It's 2-1, Pirates. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-1 in the game. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Ken Penner now pitching. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Komorowski hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kyler scores. Tolson moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Ken Penner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Penner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tolson scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. English hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gonzalez tags and moves to third. 2 outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Heathcote hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley is called out on strikes. 1 out. Stu Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kremer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Wainer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Wainer reaches second base with a double. Bartel moves to third. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wainer for the out. 1 out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Trainer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grantham is walked intentionally. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Komorowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tolson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tolson takes first base on ball 4. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Komorowski. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Tolson moves to third. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tolson scores. McMillan scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ken Penner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Penner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Penner bunts towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. English hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heathcote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stu Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Penner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kremer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-3 in the game. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Wilson strikes out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tolson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bartel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Cubs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wayner moves to third. 2 outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Grantham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayner scores. It's 6-4, Cubs. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Komorowski takes first base on ball 4. Grantham moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grantham scores. Komorowski moves to third. It's 6-5, Cubs. Fred Brickell pinch hits for Stu Clark. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams now playing shortstop. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Penner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Penner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Penner hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Abram pinch hits for Ray Kremer. Abram is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abram hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ingram pinch runs for Abram. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bartel bunts in front of the plate. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. Ingram moves to second. 1 out. Mike Van Groen now pitching. Lloyd Wayner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wayner hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Wayner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wayner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ingram scores. It's Cubs, 6, Pirates, 6. Guy Bush now pitching. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wayner. The throw from Gonzalez and he is safe. Wayner steals second. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Trainer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayner moves to third. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Trainer moves to second. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Komorowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wainer scores. Trainer moves to third. Grantham moves to second. It's 7-6, Pirates. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swietonik now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. English strikes out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heathcote hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swietonik fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.